be easy. She'd thought she could defy the odds. She'd never dreamed she and Cliff wouldn't even make it to their fourth anniversary. Numb inside, she lifted the hand that held her phone. She'd replied when he'd said he wanted her out before he got back. But he hadn't answered. Couldn't they talk through whatever had upset him? Go to a counselor? She'd suggested as much last night when he'd asked for a divorce, but he'd refused, said he just didn't want to be married anymore. When she'd pressed him for an explanation, he'd added that he didn't know how long his NBA career would last, and he planned to enjoy these years while he could. Apparently, that meant unencumbered. But why couldn't he enjoy playing ball while he was with her? How had she been getting in the way? Didn't he love her enough to try to salvage what they had? The door opened behind her, and she turned to see his driver, whom she'd passed in the driveway when she'd pulled in a minute ago.
Mrs. Jackson?
Jeremy nodded politely, but he wouldn't look her in the eye. She could tell he already knew she was now persona non grata. Cliff must have told him he was kicking her out, which made everything she planned to say, after a morning spent reassuring herself that her husband would view things differently once he came back to himself, seem pointless. "Have you seen Cliff?" she asked woodenly.
"No, ma'am. He called to tell me to get the car ready shortly after you left, but I haven't seen him yet," he replied.
Then he grabbed the luggage and beat a hasty retreat. Was there another woman? Charlotte wondered. She had a feeling Cliff had strayed a time or two. Last night he'd insisted he hadn't, that he simply wanted his freedom. But professional athletes, at least those at his level, were constantly faced with temptation. A bead of sweat rolled down between her shoulder blades. It was only 11, but LA could get warm, even in April. Footsteps sounded above her. She looked up to see her husband striding toward one of two matching staircases that swept down to the first floor. It appeared he was leaving for his trip to New York to play the Knicks in an important playoff game sooner than expected. When he noticed her, he stopped, as if he didn't want to confront her. She got the impression he'd been trying to get out of the house before she returned. But then he squared his shoulders and continued jogging down the stairs.
"You're back from yoga already?"
he said. She tried to hide the hurt, but the emotional blow he'd struck was still so fresh it was impossible. She blinked rapidly, but couldn't hold back the tears.
"I'm actually home later than usual," she said. "I wanted to give you plenty of time to sleep in. I know you have to be rested for the game."
She'd also been hoping he'd be in a better frame of mind.
"So, I ran a few errands after my class and stopped by my mother's house. She hasn't been feeling well."
"There's always something wrong with her,"
he said dismissively. Surprised by this callous response, she stiffened.
"Lupus is like that."
"Maybe she's got lupus, and maybe she doesn't. Has that really been determined?"
"That's what the doctor told her."
"Either way, she loves the attention being sick brings her.
Every time she says she's not feeling well, you run over there, which is exactly what she's after."
He'd made similar comments before, but her mother would not say she wasn't well unless it was true. Charlotte opened her mouth to defend Penny, as she always had, but the words froze in her throat. If he wasn't going to be part of her life in the future, what did it matter? He pulled his phone out of the pocket of his slacks and glanced at it.
"Anyway, I have to go."
She fixed her eyes on the thick gold chain hanging around his neck because she couldn't bear to see the hardness in his eyes. "You rarely leave this early."
"I've got lunch with some of the guys."
As if he wouldn't have enough time with his teammates on the long plane ride.
"That's it, then?"
she said. It was all so sudden she had whiplash, but she didn't know how to fix anything. Cliff was completely unemotional, indifferent. She almost didn't recognize him.